Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Thrift Shop is where you'll find cast-offs, musical treasures, and something for everyone. We love analog culture, shortwave radio, good tunes, and good times. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, it's the Forgotten 45 Show.
Thank you.
band called The Unsettled Society, a tune called Passion Seeds. That was released on a 45 back in 1970 in New York on Charm Records. Before that, the United Travel Service with Wind and Stone from 1967. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is the Forgotten 45 Show.
Exploring Science and the Sea. A calm day on the beaches of the Pacific Northwest can turn deadly in a hurry. A single large wave can rush ashore, running inland up to 50 yards farther than the previous waves. Anyone who's too close can be washed into the ocean. In fact, more than 24 beachgoers have been killed by such waves in the last decade and a half. These potential killers are called sneaker waves or sleeper waves, and scientists are just starting to study them. A sneaker wave is one that's much higher than any of the waves that came before it and that appears without warning. Such waves are a bit like tsunamis, but at a much smaller scale. And unlike tsunamis, they aren't caused by underwater earthquakes or similar events. Researchers at Oregon State University, though, found suggestions that the waves may be caused by storms that are far away. The scientists began studying sneaker waves after a series of them washed ashore from California to Washington in January of 2016. Over the last few years, the researchers have measured waves along the coast and at sea with buoys, tide gauges, and sensors on the ocean floor. They found that the sneakers were produced by large swells that began at sea, perhaps created by big storms thousands of miles away. Yet there's still no way to predict sneaker waves. They can pop up on the calmest of days, surrounded by much lower waves. So experts suggest a simple rule when you're exploring these or any other beaches: never turn your back on the ocean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Crowded sidewalks, crowded buses, the man beside you never smiles. Rush hour madness pushing past us, traffic backed up miles and miles. All the people have to hurry, lose your pace inside a rush. Speeding just to catch a moment, you might not get there soon enough. Take your time, you're running blind. Wouldn't you like to slow down? You're moving far too fast. Wouldn't you like to slow down? Rest easy, stay here with me. Rest easy, the world has lots to see. In your head you hear the buzzing, something soon is bound to break. Visions twist and spin before you, colors whirl and buildings shake. And somewhere in the darkness calls a person standing all alone. A distant drummer taps his message, rhythms that will lead you home. Take your time, you're running blind. Wouldn't you like to slow down? You're moving far too fast. And wouldn't you like to slow down? Enjoy your life. Rest easy, stay here with me. Rest easy, the world has lots to see. Thank you. rest easy. The world has lots to see.
Alex Bivon from 1971, released on Big Tree Records. That was Take Your Time. Before that, Mr. Bob Lind with The Elusive Butterfly. And we started that set off with the very first recording of Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday by Chris Clark. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I'm the curator of the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're celebrating the past century of recorded sound on the radio and gazing into the future of radio as well. Be back with more forgotten 45s in just a few moments.
On June 20th, the New York Times ran a story about a 103-year-old woman born February 10, 1916, who holds the record for the 100-meter dash among centenarians. In 2017, Julia Hawkins ran the 100-meter dash at the National Senior Races in Albuquerque in 39.62 seconds. She ran both the 50 and 100-meter dashes this year, winning gold in both. And though she was 6 seconds off her record-setting time in the 100, she reminded the New York Times reporter that, quote, "I'm 2 years older, remember?" She gave the paper a wonderful interview, but what stuck with me was her final advice on what most contributes to her longevity. Quote, "Keep yourself in good shape if you can. Have many passions and look for magic moments. That is something I have done in my life. Think of the things that are magic moments that happen to you, like sunsets and sunrises, rainbows, beautiful birds, music, and people's lovely comments to you. All of those are magic moments, and they are free for all. Be sure to keep your eye open for them." End quote. You don't need to be a birder to feel the magic of seeing beautiful birds, and I've known some birders who have seen thousands of bird species without seeming to notice any magic or beauty. But when we open our eyes, ears, and hearts to birds, they do confer a kind of magic over our lives. For some reason, a great many people think of bird watching as entertainment for retirees, especially those with nothing better to do than look out the window at bird feeders. And stories about 103-year-olds enjoying birds probably don't do much to dispel that stereotype. I started birding in my early 20s, and so immediately started out with a cohort of birders my own age, and was mystified why so many non-birders associated birding with being elderly, even as those of us in local bird clubs tried hard to get more young people onto our boards and committees. Now we are indeed of retirement age, and there's still this perception that birding is something boring for old people. When movies starring a big-name actor come out with a birding theme, they're either utterly ignored by mainstream movie reviewers, as happened with A Birder's Guide to Everything, which featured Ben Kingsley, or ridiculed by reviewers, as happened with Blair Brown and John Belushi's Continental Divide in the 80s, or Jack Black, Steve Martin, and Owen Wilson's more recent The Big Year. But things do seem to be changing. The New York Times and other mainstream publications are running stories about young people and people of diverse backgrounds and cultures taking up birding. And there are also more and more stories making the mainstream news about how spending time in nature, and even specifically taking up birding, can be restorative and healthy. This year, several news outlets have published articles about the health benefits of bird watching, including mainstream news sites and health and fitness publications. I know that my focus on birds and my need to quickly get back outside watching them helped my recovery from both a heart attack and breast cancer surgery. The vast majority of birders won't live nearly 103 years, and my family history as well as my personal health history would presumably set my own life expectancy much lower than that. But that doesn't matter. For those of us who stop to notice and deeply enjoy birds, the years we do live, however many or few, are marked with fun, serenity, and joy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Would you like to ride in my dream machine? The seats are orange and the motor's green. Let it take you to a quiet place where the springtime wears a happy face. Even raindrops have a pleasant smile. The evening breeze asks you to stay a while. If you've got some time you'd like to spend, and you don't care if your mind should bend, come along and take a walk with me to my cottage underneath the sea. The walls are yellow and the ceiling's green, and I've got a fancy dream machine. Any day will be delirious. We need a way out and I've got just the thing. Something which might help you laugh and sing. Life's becoming such an awful drag. So I've gone out and found a brand new bed. Would you like to ride?
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. one and only 45 released on the King James label. A band called Blue Erebus and a tune, Willow Green, from 1968. Before that, we heard The Music Box with Dream Machine. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm spinning 45s. That's right, those vinyl records with the big hole in the middle.
down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same. She's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is. Kids just don't understand. Creature comfort goals, they only know my soul. Gotta make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
I was just a young DJ, about 9 years old. I think I wore the grooves out on that 45. The Monkees with Pleasant Valley Sunday. Before that, the Cowsills with Most of All. And we started off with one of those knockoff groups called A Little Bit of Sound, doing a cover version of Incense and Peppermints. Yep, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the summer serenade of a tiger moth, slowed down 30 times so that we can hear it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
In the summer, this is their prime mating time. The males and females are finding each other. And they do that chemically, for the most part. But what we've discovered is that they also use sound to communicate.
Bill Connor is a professor of biology at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He tells us that some species of tiger moths use sound to help locate a mate.
In some special species, the female starts the mating system by releasing a pheromone. When the male detects the pheromone, he clicks. Then the female responds with clicks, and they click back and forth and back and forth. It's like acoustic fireflies. They get closer and closer together, and then finally they make lots and lots of noise, and they mate.
How can you tell whether the moth is responding to a sound or a smell? Well, by observing its behavior.
One way to determine if a moth is responding to a pheromone, a chemical signal, versus an acoustic one, is the way in which the moth approaches the source. With a chemical signal, it will always approach from the downwind direction, picking up the scent molecules and moving upwind. With a sound source, it need not approach just from downwind, but it can approach from any direction.
Scientists still aren't sure why it is that some moths use chemical cues while others use sound to find a mate. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Looking back through a crystal of colors at the good things gone by in your life. Don't you see that they're vague and deceptive, and you'll never return though you try. It's easy to follow. It's hard to make your own way, so you sit and you think, try to find the missing link in your life. As you walk through your days of confusion, you cry because something seems lost. You feel helpless and sad as you wander without knowing what finding it costs. It's easy to sorrow, and it's hard to live something new, so you just shine out for what you are worth. When you wake, don't start wasting the morning, for a mountain is part of his earth. It's easy to linger, and it's hard to climb. Bye.
the Sounds Orchestra with Aquarius. Before that, the Soul Surfers and My Crew from Funk Night Records. And we started off with Tower, band from Amsterdam, tune called In Your Life. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and that's going to wrap it up for the Forgotten 45 show. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to correspond or follow what's going on here, you can find the group Radio Thrift Shop on Facebook and just join on in. So until the next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. We'll be right back.